Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we gonna have church anyhow. Hallelujah. Ain't no harm no more sometimes.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Go. It is December the 5th, 2022, and you're listening to Gospel Go on Blog Talk Radio. I am the host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. We are coming down to our last three programs for the season of Gospel Go. This one and two more after this, and we will conclude our season for Gospel Go for 2022. And we will see you again on the other side. We're so glad that you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Go is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Gospel Go is an internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It all started with work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel, from the gospel came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient upon these American shores, a people who have known God deep down in their heart. Everything that we do, everything that we say, we do it to the glory of God. Some of the greatest melodies, some of the greatest songs that have ever been written, ever been performed, have been performed through the African-American experience. And that's what we're all about here at Gospel Go. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Facebook page, you'll find more information about Gospel Go. You'll find articles on various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Go. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Go program. Each program is archived. That means you can go back at any time and you can hear whatever program that you would like to hear if you go back to the Facebook page. Go back there and look through those programs. You'll see as you go through, and whatever program that you would like to hear, you can simply click on the link and you can hear that program. We also have a call-in number for those who would like to call in, listen by phone, or who may have some information that we can use during the course of our program. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. If you would like to get in touch with us over email, you can do so, gospelgoal@songwriter.net. gospelgoal@songwriter.net. It is tradition that we start our program each Monday with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Go. We thank you for those who are listening over the phone, over the airwaves, those who will hear this program long after it's been recorded, those who are listening over the internet. We pray, God, that something be played tonight that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. Well, we have a very interesting program tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Go is not just another music program. I'm not a DJ. We have a very interesting program tonight. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, now last week I did a program on the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And I talked about the convention and what that brings and what that has done in the gospel recording industry and what it has done in church music itself. Tonight, I'm going to continue that with another great annual choir, and we're going to come back and talk more about that. But first, let's listen to Devin Pruitt and the guys, Joy.
I can tell the world about this. I can tell the nation that I've been blessed. Tell them that my Savior, or what he has done. Tell him that the Comforter has come. He brought joy. Unto my soul, unto my soul. I can tell the world
about this.
I said earlier, last week we had a program where we talked about the Gospel Music Workshop of America and the great achievement that they have made. It is a choir that assembles annually. If you ever have a chance to go to one of those workshops, please do so. But tonight, I wanted to call to the forefront another mass choir that meets annually or comes together annually, a choir that has been instrumental in the gospel recording industry and in the gospel music improvement in churches. And that is the Church of God in Christ Convocational Choirs. If you have never had an opportunity to hear some of those choirs of the Church of God in Christ, you need to do so. Pentecostals have been known and continue to be known for their lively worship, exuberant expression of praise and worship and music compilations, mostly relying on congregational singing of hymns and chants. The Church in God in Christ emphasizes the use of the choir as an integral part of the worship experience. From the very beginning of gospel music, Kojic, as we call it, the Church of God in Christ, known as Kojic members, have influenced the gospel music rise. In the 1920s, Arizona Drains, a blind evangelist missionary, became one of the first gospel artists to bring the musical style of Kojic to the public in her recordings for Odeca, O-K-E-H, performances. Later, Sister Rosetta Thorpe, Evangelist Golda Hines, Elder Utah Smith, Madam Ernestine Washington, continued Kojic's influence throughout the 50s and the 60s. Mrs. Ann Roy Crockett Ford was the first organizer and director of the National Music Department of Kojic, which was established November 1949. Kojic became a staple of gospel music under the guidance and the leadership of Dr. Mattie Moss Clark. She revolutionized and reorganized the music ministry to become a leading department in the church. She developed the role of state minister of music and traveled the world conducting seminars and workshops, perfecting the quality of choir music, their performances, and the Kojic sound. Under her leadership and tenure, the choirs and individual singers became dominant gospel music producing numerous recordings and gospel hits. Her daughters formed the legendary Clark Sisters, who helped introduce and become leaders of the contemporary gospel music era. In 1982, during the 75th Holy Convocation, the Diamond Jubilee of the church, Kojic published his own hymnal, Yes, Lord, which included many arrangements and songs written by Kojic and African-American musicians and songwriters. Dr. Moss was the longest serving president of the International Music Department of Kojic, and her influence and legacy is recognized around the world. We're going to listen to some of the music from some of those choirs, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about these great choirs of the Church of God in Christ. We're going to listen to first 1974 choir, Come Thou Almighty King, and then we'll listen to the 1980 choir, God, My God Specializes. Kojic, National Congregational Choir.
Greetings, Christian friends. This is Brother Timothy Wright. We bring you greetings from the Washington Temple Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn, New York, where Bishop F.D. Washington is our founder and pastor. We come to let you know that the world is in a terrible mess right now. There's Watergate. There's famine in the land. There's trouble everywhere we turn. If there ever was a time we need a God, we need him now. The choir comes with us right now to say, come down, Almighty King. Come down, oh my King. Help us, thy name, to sing. Help us to pray. Incarnate Word, Word on thy mighty sword, thou prayer, won't you attend? To give thou word success, oh Spirit of a holiness, all of us need.
We're talking about the Church of God in Christ Holy Convocational Choirs. Well-known gospel musicians with the Church of God in Christ roots include Andre Crouch, Sandra Crouch, Walter Hawkins, Edward Hawkins, Tremaine Hawkins, Sarah Jordan Powell, Daryl Coley, B.B. C.C. Winans, the Winans, all of the Winans, the Pace sisters, James Moore, the Clark sisters, the list goes on and on and on. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, the O'Neill twins, and the list goes on and on. It would take me an hour to call off all the people who have come out of Kojic, who have made such an indelible imprint in the gospel music industry. And I want to stress also how they have improved the music in the local church. By their recordings and by their concerts, other choirs have tried to emulate them and have gotten better, because these were trained choirs that had people who were in charge who knew exactly what they were doing. The current leader of the International Music Department of Kojic is Dr. Judith Christie McAllister of Los Angeles, California, who is also a praise and worship national recording artist. Professor Iris Stevens McCullough, former International Music Department president, originally from Rochester, New York. She is a major influence in the gospel music industry around the world. There is a school named after her in Australia. Bishop Charles Harrison Mason, of course, was the founder and the first senior bishop of the Church of God in Christ. And of course, if you want to know more about that, you can look him up. The Church of God in Christ has deep roots, born from former slaves. Father Jerry, Mother Elisa, Shelby of Shelby County, Tennessee, in 1864. Bishop Mason worked with his family as a sharecropper. They did not receive a formal education as a child. But at an early age, he was influenced by his parents into the church. And from there, he went forward. And, of course, you know so much about them because of the early founders of this great organization did. They did such fundamental work in the church. But tonight, we're talking about the Holy Convocational Choirs. And I said before, the list goes on and on. I can't even begin to name all of the great gospel artists that have come out of Kojic. But here are two that I'm sure you will know, Karen and Twinkie Clark.
I believe it's the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark was here. She would play something like that. Found it to be a prayer.
Oh,
know him out there. You ought to just tell somebody, I know him. To be everything, everything to me. You saved my soul. Oh, 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 thank you for saving me. I'm so glad I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Anybody glad you got it? Oh, when the doctors gave up on me and gave me a 2% chance. Oh, I found out about Jesus. Oh, who is a healer?
He's a healer.
He's a healer. Oh, save my soul. Thank you for saving and making me whole. There's
No.
One more time, Twinkie.
No.
There's none like him.
There's none like him.
That was recorded live at the 107th Annual Holy Convocation, Church of God in Christ, Karen and Twinkie Clark. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, we do have a Cash App. The Cash App is Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold 22, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use on Gospel Gold, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Tonight, we are focusing on the Holy Convocational Choirs of Church of God in Christ. Here is one from the 101st Holy Convocation.
God's got a way. God's got a way, yeah. You must come in at the door. I said God's got a way, yeah. God's got a way, yeah. You must come in. Yes, he's the way, the truth and the life. If you want to see Jesus,
you must be born.
Yeah.
I'm the one. Light now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. Are you glad you're saved? Let's say it again.
If you have never been to a Church of God in Christ holy convocation, you are missing out on something. I have been to several of them over the years, and I'm telling you, it is a wonderful, wonderful worship experience. I'm Baptist. I'm not Kojic, but I have been to several of them over the years, and I have thoroughly enjoyed myself each and every time I have been there. As I told you earlier, we're coming down to our last few weeks in our season. Our season will end December the 19th. December the 19th, we will have our last program for 2022. And so we want you to tell your friends and tell your neighbors so that they can be tuning in for the last two programs of the season. We pray that you will be able to hear that as well. We're going to go to the 2022 Holy Convocation. Here's Kara Sheard, Endow Me. Well, beloved, looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Join me again next week right here Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time for another new edition of Gospel Gold. Tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Go visit the Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, the Cash App is Gospel Gold 22. Contact us through email at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Until we see you next week, God bless you and keep on giving God the praise. We're going home with Carla and Martez Taylor and the choir of Temple of Deliverance, Church of God in Christ.
They crucified my Savior. Oh, what an awful shame. At noon the sun refused to shine. The earth would take no blame. At 3 in the evening, it is written that he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me? My suffering Savior died in my place." Such a high call to praise. At 9 in the morning, were you there on the cross? Did anyone mock your such a high